The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome. Welcome to our meditation time together and to your meditation time to sit here. And one of the, I think, important principles of this practice is that it's difficult to become free, difficult to let go of what should be let go of, unless we understand it well. And so developing a full understanding, a deep understanding of things is an important part of mindfulness practice. And the way in meditation practice that what that involves in meditation practice is not so much not at all, you know, analytical thinking, analysis. It's not abstract conceptual ideas to understand, but rather it's what can be called a penetration, a deep insight, deep observation of our experience. And at times it means to really experience deeply, fully, our lived life as we live it. And that this is the vehicle in Vipassana practice for understanding, seeing, connecting deeply to this life of ours, so that the movements of spiritual growth, the movements of liberation, the movements of letting go become appropriate, become well understood, become healthy parts of us. To let go too quickly of things is to, most likely, is to have it come back quickly again. And one form of letting go is relaxing. And we can certainly relax parts of ourselves and relax the surface tension of our lives, but also we can relax really deeply, deep in the kind of core of who we are. And the deeper the relaxation is going to be, the more important it is to first to really experience what's there. When the first signs of tension in the body exist, as the practice goes deeper, we don't want to be in a hurry to relax it. We want to really feel it, sense it, get to know it well first. And then sometimes the letting go, the relaxing happens on its own, which is quite a wonderful and inspiring process, that there's something here in our system that does the work of letting go that's appropriate. We don't have to be so much the agent for letting go, for relaxing even. So part of this depth of experience is to really feel, really get to know the particularity of the sensations that we're experiencing. So the sense experience we have, what are the particular sensations that are operating? So we don't just follow our breath in some kind of distant way, and I want to use the word savor, I don't know if that's the right word, but to really sense deeply the experiences of breathing, the pulling and the pushing, the expanding and the contracting, the lightening and the release of lightening, the temperature, the jaggedness, the smoothness, the pleasure, the discomfort. It's a whole array of very particular sensations that ripple through, or like a kaleidoscope perhaps, that keeps shifting and changing. And the idea is to really begin to recognize those sensations. So there's feeling, being present for, following. First there's following, being present for, being here with our experience. And then there's feeling it physically as sensory experience. And then there's the recognition of what it is that's there. It's not analysis, but it's more like recognizing what's obvious. So, with that introduction, place your body in a meditation posture. And enter into your posture. Enter into your body. So you inhabit your body from the inside out. And then you can take some long, slow, deep breaths. The ritual of arriving here, the ritual of reminding oneself of one's purpose for this half hour, to sit here with our experience. And then to let your breathing return to normal. In the beginning of a sitting, it's often good to relax the obvious surface tensions in our body. The surface tensions and the holding patterns of our body often represent or express or manifestations of ways in which we are not settled here. We're pulling away from something, or we're getting pulled away. So as you exhale, to relax your face, maybe letting your teeth fall a little bit apart from each other. Maybe they still touch if they are, but just a little bit more light touch. Light touch of the lips. Relaxing around the eyes. Letting there be a light touch with your eyelids. So that your eyes rest lightly in their sockets. As you exhale, to relax your shoulders. Exhaling and softening around the chest. And softening the belly. And then breathing normally. Enter into the world of your body breathing. The experience of your body breathing. First, become attuned to the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. attending to the breathing, not so much attention to the breath as a caring attending, accompanying breathing in the body. And slowly feel more fully the sensations of breathing. In particular, notice how those sensations will appear and briefly they be there, and then they change and pass away and return later, next cycle. In the few moments that a sensation, particular sensation is there, receive it fully. Allow it to come into awareness in a full way. The ripple from one sensation to another as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Some of the things you might feel are there's the movements of the body as you breathe, and how that movement is felt differently in different parts of your body. Might feel experiences of expansion as you breathe in, lifting as you breathe in the chest, and falling in contraction as you breathe out. As you experience the movements of your breathing, you might notice if there's some holding back, places where the breathing is held or kept in check. You don't breathe in fully or out fully. And if that's the case, be completely okay with that. The job is not to make it different right now, but to feel and experience that fully. Maybe the rhythm of how it's there and then not there in the cycle of breathing. Are there any sensations which are pleasant or unpleasant as you breathe, in the breathing? And for now, be content to just know that it's there, feel it and sense it, as if you have permission for it to be just the way it is. There's no problem, just feel the pleasant and unpleasant. Getting to know it better. Without analysis or trying to figure anything out, can you register or feel more fully the various sensations that come into play as you're breathing? And follow the ripple, the current of breathing in and breathing out, and all the little waves, ripples of different sensations that appear and disappear with each in-breath and each out-breath. Relaxing the mind, softening the thinking mind, quieting your thoughts, so you can better feel and recognize. And then feeling more widely, globally in your body, the sensations that are there, that appear and disappear, or the wider context in which you're breathing, the wider context of your body, the body that's breathing. And take some time to breathe with this wider context, breathe through it, feeling more fully what's happening in your body, all the different sensations, pleasant and unpleasant, recognizing more deeply what's here. Keeping it very simple, just being with, just recognizing. And then as you continue to breathe now, on the exhale, relax deeply. Soften, let go. Let there be more and more release in your body. Each exhale, and very gently as you relax, be gentle. Don't have high expectations to do too much relaxation. It might be enough just to have a wave of softening, a wave of softening attention that goes around and through the places of holding in your body. Relaxing your mind, letting go of thinking. As you exhale, calming the heart to just be here for a few more moments, breathing with a calm heart. In calming the body, As you exhale, let there be calm that spreads through your body. And for just a few final moments, see if you can let yourself be still. Recognize an inner stillness. Maybe in a place that's deeper than any place of agitation or movement or thinking. Can you feel a place of inner stillness and quiet? And allow yourself to rest in that stillness. Be still. And from this stillness, look upon all things kindly. And may this be the instruction for today. Let yourself be still, still as is easy to do, and look upon all things kindly. Look upon all people kindly. So that whatever degree of calm or subtleness or self-awareness that you've had from this meditation might be carried into your day, so you're a little calmer. You remember to come back to calm and stillness, and you're prepared to look upon others, look upon the world with kind eyes. And perhaps because of that, to have kind speech and kind actions for others. May it be that this meditation we've done today be a support for us to go into the world, into our activities of the day, to be kind to ourselves, to be kind to others, to have a kind regard to the whole world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free.